So if you guys have any questions whatsoever about keto or intermittent fasting, whether you're starting keto as a new person or just need to debug your program, or you have a question about a product, call one of our keto consultants. They'll be able to help you. Call 540-299-1557. That's 540-299-1557.
Welcome to the Dr. Berg's Healthy Keto and Intermittent Fasting Podcast, where Dr. Berg takes you on the journey for the truth about getting healthy and losing healthy weight.
Okay, in this video, we're going to show you how to fix the left knee, okay? Now, the only time this wouldn't work is if you had an actual cut, complete sever of a tendon or a ligament or a bone break, something beyond the scope. But if there's just pain in the knee, what you're going to do, the way to fix it, is you work on the opposite leg. Okay, so let's say this hurts right here. You're going to work on the muscle, this muscle right here. It's called the thigh muscle, quads muscle right here. And there's one that comes straight right here into the hip. And the function of this muscle is just to kind of bring the leg out, extend the leg, okay? So now you can use your hand or you can use the tool. I like a tool because it's easier, but the whole thing is you're going to take and you're going to strip down this muscle right down the center of your thigh. Now you're probably wondering, like, how is this going to fix this knee? Well, you're going to find out when you stand up. It's quite amazing. It has to do with the anything on this side of the body is connected neurologically to the opposite side. So by working on this side, you're actually fixing the brain and you're improving the stuck flow, because pain is a stuck flow. This erases that stuck flow so your brain doesn't have to just constantly just send signals down, pain, 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 pain. Okay? So we're going to come here and we're going to press down right in the center. If we use the device, we'll come down here and just work out the knots right down the center. Okay, so if you split your thigh and you come right down the center. But now here's the key. The most important thing is to take mid-thigh and I press it down and slowly come up. Slowly, slowly come up into the thigh right in the center, and you want to get all the way up into the muscle close to your hip. So we're going to take this kind of attachment right through in there and you're going to just press on it. Now you're going to feel like there's a cigar-shaped muscle right at the touch of the hip, and that's the one that comes here. You want to get right on that muscle and slowly kind of come down onto that hip right through in here. Okay? Now realize that when you find the opposite muscle on this side, it's going to be very, very, very painful. Way more painful than your actual knee. And that's just the nature of how it works. So in other words, you want to use that to know that you're hitting the right spot. So you can also use, I like to use this because it's a little more powerful. We can come and just kind of just press down into that hip there and just work that out, all those knots all the way down here. Okay? So you're going to work that for like 1 to 2 minutes. And then you're going to move your knee and you're going to like, wow, huh, that feels better. But now we're not done. There's another muscle that's slightly to the right of that. It's kind of like right at the angle. We want to work on that one. So this muscle, this is part of the quads. We can come up or down, but we want to come right down here and work. You can use your hands if you want, the thumbs, if you have strong thumbs. And we come right in there and we're going to just scroll right down that muscle. Very important to get the hip muscle right through in here. You just want to make sure that this is on. It is. So we come and we get, now you see we're not right in the center, we're over about an inch to the right. This is very important to get to this hip. And again, you could use this right here and work out that muscle. The name of this muscle is called the vastus lateralis, because lateral means on the outside and vastus means like vast. It's a bigger muscle because it spans all through here. So that's a little Latin for you. So we're going to come right in here and you're going to find that you're trying to find the tender spots to the opposite knee, and you come right in there and you work that out. And of course it's not easy to press on something that hurts, but the more you work this out, the more this knee starts to, pain goes away. Okay, we come in there, we just work this out. Again, I'm inching down this muscle right through here until I strip all that down, okay? And the last thing we want to do, there's a little muscle on the outside of this leg right here. And there's actually a kind of a sheath of tendon that comes from here, and there's a little muscle right here. So that's the third thing we're going to do. We're going to work on the side. Sometimes people can lay on the side of their body and have a foam roller do this, which I'll demonstrate in a bit, but this is the one that I like to do. We just come, and you can use your hands too, but we're working on the side right through here of your leg all the way down. This one is very painful in a lot of people. So we're working on this side here and all the way up into that hip right in there. This is the one that will be a little bit on the painful side right through here. Okay, and then right into that hip. So you're going to work on all these spots. Now what I'm going to do is I'm going to take my pen out of my pocket and I'm going to demonstrate how I'd roll on this thing right here. So this is a little bit different because you want to just come right here and kind of roll your leg on the side right through in here. And you want to come right up into that hip. Again, you're on your side, you'll be on your bed, and just work that out just so your leg is really working this point. And then up into the hip right through here. Again, this is all for this left knee right through in here. Work it out for a couple minutes. And then my hip bone's right here. I have to go over the hip bone and then come on the other side of it. The most improvement for your left knee is going to be this area right through in here. Okay? So that's all you do for the knee. And if it does not work over and doesn't improve it, because you'll be doing this once, you know, once or twice a day for like a week, if it doesn't seem to stabilize it, go get a scan and double check to make sure there's not a tear in your knee. Because no matter what you do, if there's a tear, it's not going to get better.